In the early 1960s, when American beat poet Gary Snyder was traveling around the world, he heard several stories about a wandering Japanese poet named Nanao Sakaki. Snyder finally met Sakaki in Japan in the mid-60s and has championed his work ever since. North Point Press has just published a collection of Nanao Sakaki's poems. Snyder wrote the foreword and describes the poetry as carrying on the tradition of the great Japanese and Chinese writers, yet remaining truly unique. Snyder says, "I know of no poems with quite this slant, compassionate, funny, deceptively simple, cosmic, deeply radical, free." We caught up with Sakaki on his visit to California. Here he is reading the title poem from his new book, Break the Mirror.
Break the Mirror. In the morning, after taking cold shower, what a mistake, I look at the mirror. There, a funny guy, gray hair, white beard, wrinkled skin. What a pity, poor, dirty old man. He's not me, absolutely not. Land and life. Fishing in the ocean, sleeping in the desert with stars, building a shelter in mountains, farming the ancient way, singing with coyotes, singing against nuclear war. I will never be tired of life. Now I'm 17 years old, very charming young man. I sit down quietly in lotus position, meditating for nothing. Suddenly, a voice comes to me. To stay young, to save the world, break the mirror.
You started writing after World War II.
Yeah.
And that's when you started traveling also.
Yes.
Why did you never return home after the war?
No, because whole universe is my home.
And how come you didn't settle down with a 9-to-5 job?
that's a good question. But I thought not fixed a job, just vagabond life, much more rich, and more charming, and more vivid, more alive to me, and to see the world more clearly for me.
The American poets Gary Snyder and Allen Ginsberg met you in Japan while
yes.
they were there seeking spiritual guidance and learning about meditation.
Yes.
What did you think of the American poets who were coming to Japan to learn about Japanese traditions? Did their interest surprise you? Did you understand it?
No, it was... First, I felt strange. But now I understand. Western culture, European culture, something in deep bottom, something need change. Because too much material civilization. So need something more like footwork. Or foot gear, I call foot gear, something to stand on. That is meditation, I feel.
You know, I think at about the time that people like Snyder and Ginsberg were coming to Japan to learn about ancient Japanese spiritual traditions, there were so many Japanese people who were really interested in American popular culture,
mm-hmm.
in jazz music, in
movies.
Sure.
And I was too. Yeah, I was very happy to listen to jazz. I met many American jazz men in Tokyo around 50 and 60.
1950 and 1960?
Yeah, and the rock and roll people too.
Now, you first came to America in the late 1960s.
What? Yes, 69.
What?
But before that, I listened to Jefferson Airplane and Grateful Dead and Beatles. And now many young Japanese are listening to reggae.
I have to tell you, I get a real kick out of knowing that Americans were going to Japan to study ancient traditions while Japanese young people were wanting to learn about jazz and rock and roll. Does that strike you as funny, too?
Yeah, so it's a good, I think that is a good relation we exchange. American people start eating sushi and miso and tofu, and Japanese eating, young Japanese now making bread without yeast. So it's a good exchange.
You must have really been struck by some of the language and some of the slogans, some of the advertising slogans in America.
Yes, I was very excited. It's good for study foreign language through advertisement.
Is that how you... that's interesting.
That's true. Through, you see, on the magazine, on the magazines, or on radio, on TV, that's a good way to learn foreign language.
You know, I asked you about advertising slogans because you have a poem called Top 10 of American Poetry.
Yes.
Can you read that poem for us?
Sure. The United States themselves are essentially the greatest poem Walt Whitman. The government of the people, by the people, for the people, Thomas Jefferson. You deserve a break today, McDonald. Where science gets down to business, Rockwell International. Kick the letter habit, Bell System. Crime hit everybody, everybody oughta hit back, Chicago Crime Commission. Without chemicals, life itself would be impossible, Monsanto. I think America's future is black, coal black, Atlantic Rich Field Company. Have a Coke and a smile, Coca-Cola. Private property, no trespassing, dead end road, anonymous.
So that's how you learned to speak English, huh?
Yes.
I'd like for you to read another poem. Would you read the poem Valentine's Day?
Okay. You have no touch of class, no touch of uniqueness, no touch of elegance, no touch of mystery. I love you.
I like the poem.
Thank you.
You know, you have described your life as the life of a vagabond.
Yeah.
And it is frequently the fate of vagabonds to be occasionally arrested. Has that happened to you? Have you been arrested during any of your travels?
Oh, yes, sure. But I don't care so much.
What are some of the things you have been arrested for?
No, maybe too strange. And Japanese are more kind of very socially strict life, more than American people. So hard to be vagabond. Here, many hobos, many vagabond in United States, but in Japan, very few. And so police are very careful.
Did people not want you in their neighborhoods? I mean, were people afraid that you would corrupt their children?
Maybe so. But now Japanese society is a little changing, more open. So young people have more freedom by their own choice, not depend on too much on their parents. So it's okay.
I'd like to ask you to read another poem.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read Why Do You Write Poems?
Because my stomach is empty. Because my throat is itching. Because my belly button's laughing. Because my heart is love burning. Why do you write poems? This was my answer.
Poet Nana Osakaki, his new collection of poems, Break the Mirror, is published by North Point Press. He spoke to us from KQED in San Francisco. This is Fresh Air.